إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، إخوتي وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the chapter of Buyur and the book Manhaj al-Salikin by Sheikh Abdul Rahman Ibn Nasir Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. The chapter to be discussed today is what the author referred to as Bab al-Khiyar wa Ghayri, the chapter of al-Khiyar wa Ghayri. What is al-Khiyar? Al-Khiyar means choice, wa ghayri, and other than that. The two persons that intend to go into a transaction or conclude a transaction, they have what is called al-khiyar, that is the choice. The choice to either effect the transaction or to revoke it. The choice to conclude the transaction or to revoke it. But these are tied to certain issues that we ought to understand as Muslims, so that we will not be unjust to one another. The Sharia gives us these khiyarat, these options. The author says, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْعَقْدُ صَرَ لَازِمًا. If the contract is concluded, sara laziman, it becomes binding, illa bi sababin min al asbab al shar'iyya, unless for one of the shar'i reasons. Faminha, part of these reasons, khiyar al majlis, is what is known as khiyar al majlis. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا تبايع الرجلان فكل واحد منهما بالخيار. If two persons enter into a transaction, فكل واحد منهما بالخيار, each one of them has the choice to effect it or revoke it. ما لم يتفرقا, as long as they have not parted. وكانا جميعا, and they were together. Now this part of the hadith establishes the fact that if two persons enter into a transaction, somebody enters into another person's shop, for instance, in order to buy a commodity. And both of them, they talk about this and they conclude possibly the buyer pays, the seller collects the money. They are still within the period of Al-Khiyar, which is called Khiyar al-Majlis. That he, as long as both of them have not left that point of sale, it is permissible for the seller to say, sorry, I'm no longer interested in selling this item. Yes, he has a right in the Sharia to revoke it. He has a right in the Sharia to revoke it. Why? Because the buyer has not left the point of sale. He has not left the point of sale. So he has a right to say, I'm no longer interested in selling it. The same thing is applicable to the buyer. He may also say, sorry, I'm no longer interested in buying it. Return my money. Return back my money. He has the right. So when the seller returns the money, or the buyer or the seller takes the goods from the buyer, they've not done each other a favor. It is a right of the first person that he has utilized. So not that he has done him a favor. Not that he has done him a favor. He hasn't done him any favor. It is the right. So ما لم يتفرقا, as long as both of them have not parted. But if they part, that means the sale has become effective. So in that case, the buyer cannot tell the seller to return back to him his money, because the business or the transaction is concluded. So if the buyer is interested in returning back the money to him, it must be for a reason. And it will be what? A kind of favor on the part of the seller. That is, the seller has favored the buyer. The seller has favored the buyer. Not that it is the right of the buyer that the seller returns the money to him. Why? Because the transaction has been concluded. Because the transaction has been concluded. So this should be noted. And this is what is called Khiyar al-Majlis. This is what is known as Khiyar al-Majlis. This is what is known as Khiyar al-Majlis. That is, the buyer and the seller, both of them, they have the right to, both of them, they have the right to revoke the transaction or to continue. But once they've parted, the item is complete, the transaction is considered concluded. The transaction is considered concluded. So this is what is called Khiyar al-Majlis. That is, as long as they've not parted, they have the right to either revoke or to effect the transaction. So this is what is called Khiyar al-Majlis. Now, this is what majority of the scholars are upon. And this is based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-bay'ani bil khiyar ma lam yatafarraqa. The buyer and the seller, they have choice to either revoke the transaction or to seal the transaction. Ma lam yatafarraqa, as long as they've not parted. As long as what? They've not partage. Now, contrary to the view of the Malikiya and the Hanafiya, of the opinion that the buyer and the seller did not part before the transaction become effective, as long as they have concluded with their statement. So this means what? The transaction is sealed up. So this is the view of the Hanafiya and the Malikiya. However, this position, as most scholars have said, is against the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala is among those who recorded the hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-bayyi'ani bil-khiyar ma lam yatafarraqa." However, he does not understand the hadith to mean that the transaction, the effectiveness of the transaction is based on what? On their parting. That is, to him, even if they've not parted, as long as what? They have concluded with their statement, "I'm selling this to you, I'm buying it from you." And maybe the commodity is around at least, or maybe the payment has been made, or both of them are available. So as long as what they've concluded, so for him, transaction is binding. This is the view of Imam Malik, likewise Abu Hanifa. However, what most scholars are upon is that no, the transaction is not yet binding until both of them have parted, in addition to what their conclusion. So they have to leave the point of sale. They have to leave the point of sale. What do you mean by point of sale? For instance, you go to somebody's shop, you want to buy something from him, both of you agree, maybe you pay, he gives you the commodity, or he gives you the commodity expecting money from you, or maybe you give him money expecting the commodity from him. So this is what is a sign of what we mean by majlis, that is in that point of sale, the point where you are having this conclusion. So the Malikiya, the Hanafiya, they are of the opinion that that statement between both of you is enough. Why the majority are of the opinion that for the sale to be considered concluded, you must part. So you must leave the shop. You must leave the shop. So otherwise, there is what? Khiyar. The person may say, "I'm no more selling, I'm no more buying. Give me back my money. Give me back the commodity." Because you have not left the shop. You have not parted. This is if it has to do with something that is physical. But if it's not something that is physical, that is, your meeting point is not physical, for instance, maybe you are meeting on the phone. Somebody is in Lagos, the other person is in Abuja, for instance, and they are concluding a transaction. When is this transaction considered concluded? How are we going to determine the khiyarul majlis? They say by terminating the conversation and what? And hanging up. So once this is done, it's like what? You have parted. You have terminated the conversation and the phone has been dropped. The call has been dropped. So with this, the custom says what? It's like what? You have parted. Likewise, if you're on the internet, you are doing transaction on the internet. As long as the pages are still open, or the page in which you are doing what, the transaction is still open, is considered that the transaction has not been concluded. But once you leave the page, it is considered that the transaction has been sealed. Then it becomes binding for you to have left the page. So a break in what, in the connection, is not considered what the conclusion and the sealing of the transaction. So until you close the page, you finalize the talk and you close the page, that means the transaction has been concluded. So this is Khiyarul Majlis according to majority of the scholars, contrary to the Malikiyah, who of the opinion that, and the Hanafiyah, who of the opinion that even if you have not left the point of sale, as long as you have concluded it, the talk, I'm selling this, I'm buying this, I'm selling it, or I've sold it to you. So this, as they said, they mean that they believe that all the transaction has been concluded and sealed, then it is binding. It is binding. So in this case, the seller or the buyer can no longer say, I'm no more selling, I'm no more buying. Give me my money, give me my my item. So he can no longer say that. Why? Because the transaction is sealed and is binding. And is binding. So, but as we said, the more correct opinion is the opinion of the majority of the scholars. Or let's say the correct opinion. Because this is backed by the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So once he leaves, or one of them leaves the point of sale after the conclusion, then it becomes binding. The goods are not returnable. The money is not refundable unless if there is a fault and some other things that you are going to mention, inshallah, in the commodity or the money spent in order to acquire the commodity. All things being equal, the seller has no right to watch, to withdraw, or to retrieve the commodity. The buyer has no right to retrieve and ask for his money because the contract has become binding by what? By parting. By parting, the contract has become binding. Now, people, they say, for instance, goods sold in good conditions are not returnable. Goods sold in good conditions are not returnable. Now this is just ta'silu asil. That is, it's like what we call tautology, so to say. Because in the Sharia, if somebody buys a commodity and leaves the shop or the point of sale, the goods are not returnable. Why? Because he has left the place of sale. He has left the place of sale. Unless if there are faults and defects in the commodity, then the Sharia says the seller must take it from the buyer. But if things like this are not there, as we shall mention, inshallah, then the buyer cannot bring it back. It is not compulsory on the seller to take it back from the buyer. However, if the buyer has a genuine excuse, it is recommended that the seller takes it back. It is recommended that the seller takes it back and return to him his money. But it is not binding. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man aqala Musliman bi'atahu aqala Allah asratahu yawm al-qiyamah." Whoever reforms a believer or a Muslim with respect to a commodity that he has purchased from one, whoever returns back his money, if the person brings the commodity to one on a genuine ground, whoever returns the money back to him and takes his the good soul to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to assist the person on the day of Qiyamah concerning his mistakes, concerning his sins. So Allah is going to forgive him, pardon him concerning some of his sins on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because such a person has also assisted a Muslim in lifting a difficulty from him by assisting him in returning the money he has collected from him for a commodity that he has purchased and that he wills to return. But as we said, this is not binding on the seller to take it back. Why? Because both of them, they've concluded the transaction and the buyer has left the point of sale while the goods are in good condition. The goods are in good condition. So he does not have the right to return the goods. Likewise, the seller does not have the right to also call for the goods, except إلا أن تكون صفقة صفقة خيار إلا أن تكون صفقة خيار unless it is صفقة خيار, that is both of them they agree at that point that I have the right, that is I'm asking you to give me the right to return the goods or to go and look at the goods, to make use of it first, to test it, maybe for a period of a week, for a period of 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. So if the seller is comfortable with that, that means their transaction is now being on that. Meaning it's going to give the person 2 months to look at the commodity. Or maybe it is the seller that is putting the condition that this thing I may take it back if I feel as I'm no more interested in selling it. If the buyer agrees to that, so this is going to be what Safkatu Khiyar. Safkatu Khiyar. And this is called as they call Khiyaru Sharti. Khiyaru Sharti. Khiyaru Sharti. This is the choice of Sharti. The choice that the Sharia says both parties that are involved may come to a compromise to say, I'm giving you a respite. Go and look at the commodity, try it. If it works well, if it is good, if you find it suitable, then you can come and watch. We conclude the transaction on that. So if not, then it's not binding on you to buy. So this is called what? Khiyaru Sharti. Khiyaru Sharti. Now, going back to this khiyar of a thing, the khiyar al-majlis, we said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-bayyani bil-khiyar, the buyer and the seller, they have the khiyar, they have the choice to either effect immediately, they have the choice to effect or to revoke. Ma lam yatafarraqu, as long as it's not parted. But they themselves, the buyer and the seller may decide to watch, to make it effective from that time. That is without the khiyar as well, without khiyar al-majlis. They may decide to cancel the khiyar al-majlis, that let it be binding from now. If both of them agree on that, then it is also permissible. This is safqatu khiyar. Safqatu khiyar. So safqatu khiyar. So this it will be binding. So we said that we have what is called khiyar al-shart. This is what? When they bring condition that maybe it's not going to be effective even after they have parted, it will take time. So they can also decide to make it effective, binding, before they part. Just as what they may extend it till after they've parted. So this is what khiyar al-shart, as I've mentioned. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow this. Now some scholars, they use as evidence to back this position of extending it what Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to a man called Habban bin Munkiz. Habban bin Munkiz was a man who was not that sound in doing business with people in buying. So people always cheat him whenever he was buying. So he went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of the reports, some of his family, his relatives, they went to complain to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the man said, "Oh Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I buy people, they cheat me." Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iza bayata fakul la khilaba." Whenever you are buying from any person, say to the person, "La khilaba," yani la khadi'a, that is, don't cheat. Don't cheat. Islam is against cheating. Meaning, if you cheat, I have the right to return it. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the man has what? The khiyar of thalathat ayyam, the khiyar of 3 days. So from this, the khiyar al-sharqi, the scholars, they bring this out, that any person who is afraid that when he buys something from a person, maybe he may be cheated, or maybe the item may not be the way he has expected. So it is permissible for him to give this condition that you enable me to use it, for instance, for a week, for a month, and so on and so forth. So if the seller agrees to this, then it becomes binding on him. It becomes binding on him. So after the completion of the date they agree upon, then in that case, according to the stronger opinion, if there is no any defect there, so, or maybe after the person has liked it, then in that case it becomes binding on the buyer to buy it. So this is called khiyaru shart. This is called khiyaru shart. It is important as Muslims to understand these things, so that when we are making transactions or doing transactions with people, we know what the Sharia allows us and what the Sharia does not allow us. So the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْ وَاحِدٌ مِّنْهُمَ الْبِيعَ فَقَدْ وَجَبَ الْبِيعِ فَإِنْ خَيَّرَ أَحْدُهُمَ الْآخَرَ. If one of them gives the other a choice, that is, فَتَبَايَعَ, and they conclude transaction on that, وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْ وَاحِدٌ مِّنْهُمَ الْبِيعَ, and none of them leaves the sale, فَقَدْ وَجَبَ الْبِيعِ, then in that case, the transaction is binding. Muttafaqun alayhi. This hadith is agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So, we have talked about the khiyar, and the khiyar of majlis, the khiyar al-majlis, which we say, according to the Maliki and Hanafiya, to them, they don't see it as what? Something that is really required. To them, immediately you conclude with your mouth that you are buying, I'm selling this, I'm buying this, or I've bought this from you. That statement is enough to make it binding on you. So you cannot revoke it. You can't revoke it, even if you have not left the point of sale. But as you said, the correct opinion is that you can revoke it. You can revoke it based on this hadith. As long as you have not left the point of sale, as long as you have not left the point of sale, you can revoke it as a buyer, and he can also revoke it as a seller. He can revoke it as a seller. So this is the correct opinion, contrary to the opinion of the Malikiya and the Hanafiya. So, and this is based on the hadith. However, if both of them agree that, okay, let us drop this khiyar of majlis, that is, as we are buying, as I'm selling to you, and as we are buying from him, whatever we buy and sell here, whatever both of us agree upon here is concluded and it is sealed up. It is sealed and concluded and it is binding. Despite the fact that what? We have not parted. We say this goes if both of them agree on this, on condition that there are no things to be complained about with respect to the as far as the commodities or the commodities concerned. So inshallah, we are still going to talk about this. So, wa min akhyaru shart, part of it is khiyaru shart, إذا شرط الخيار لهما أو لأحدهما مدة معلومة. If there is what short for both of them or one of them مدة معلومة for a known period of time. A known period of time. If there is what? If there is a short. So this as a search is called khiyaru short. Maybe it is the buyer that is stipulating a condition, or it is a seller that is stipulating a condition. So as long as both of them agree on that, that maybe the khiyarul majlis should be extended for a week or for a month. So this is what? This is something that is binding on them, as we have explained. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلمون عند شروطهم إلا شرطا أحل حراما أو حرم حلالا رواه أهل السنة. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the Muslims are to abide by their shurut, by conditions stipulated. إلا شرطا أحل حراما أو حرم حلالا. Unless if it is a condition that has made halal what Allah has made haram or vice versa. رواه أهل السنن. So considering the خيار الشرطي, this is not condition that makes what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited halal. So it doesn't make what Allah has prohibited to be halal. So this is permissible, as I said. So the خيار المجلس, the Sharia put it in order to balance the situation. However, if they decide to drop it before parting, both of them decide to drop it before parting, so this is what is permissible. Or both of them decide to extend it till after they've parted, this is permissible. That is for the transaction to be binding if they decide to extend it or they decide to bring it before parting. So this is permissible. This is permissible. Khiyar short, sofka to khiyar. So this is what is permissible. But on a normal ground, there is khiyar shart. Sorry, there is khiyarul majlis on a normal ground. On a normal ground, there is khiyarul majlis. For the khiyarul majlis not to work, it means that there is an agreement between the buyer and the seller that it should be dropped. It should be dropped before the parting, or it should be extended even till after the parting. So, but if this has not been mentioned, the condition of dropping it or extending it has not been mentioned, then what we assume operates is what is khiyarul majlis. So as Muslims, somebody comes to you, they buy something from your shop, before he leaves the shop, he says he's no more interested, so it is not binding on him because the transaction is not considered sealed according to majority of the scholars, which is what is a position that is buttressed by the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this should be taken note of as something that is very, very important. Waminha, part of these reasons is إذا غبنا غبنا يخرج عن العادة. If the buyer is cheated in such a way that he is outside the custom. If the person is cheated in such a way that is outside the custom. إما بناجش أو تلكي الجلب أو غيرهما. Either by watch, by najsh. Now somebody sees where an item is being auctioned and he is interested in that item, he wants to buy it, and he offers, take for instance 20,000 naira, and somebody is offering a higher price, so another person comes to offer a higher price, so in order to watch, so that the person who is offering a higher price is not, that is always bidding higher, is not interested actually in the commodity. Rather, he wants to raise the price of the commodity in order to favor the owner. in order to what? In order to trick the buyer into buying it. So that's why he's pretending as if he wants to buy. So he will now raise the price of the commodity. Somebody has offered 20,000 naira, I go there and offer 40,000 naira. Well, I'm not interested in it, just because I want the interested buyer to say he's going to pay 50,000 naira in order to get it. So if the buyer buys this and he gets to know later that the item he has bought is not worth it, maybe he has been deceived, he has been tricked, in this case he has the right to return it. He has the right to return it. This is what is called khiyaru al-ghabni. However, it should be noted here that Islam does not put down the percentage that one should profit in any item, because we have the hadith of a man called Urwat ibn Jaj al-Bariqi radiallahu anhu. This is the companion that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a dinar to buy a sheep for him. So the man went to buy the sheep, and he was able to buy two sheep with one dinar. Instead of what? Instead of one sheep, he was able to buy two sheep. And when he brought the two on his way with the two sheep, somebody showed interest in buying one of the sheep. So the person paid a dinar for just one sheep, meaning Urwa bin Jad al-Bariqi was going back to Medina to meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with one dinar and one sheep. With one dinar and a sheep. So Messenger of Allah gave him one dinar to buy a sheep. So the man bought two sheep with one dinar. He sold one of the two sheep for a dinar, and he was going back to Medina with a dinar and one sheep. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw what Urwa al-Bariqi did, he prayed for him that may Allah put barakah in his transaction. So it was said that if Urwa al-Bariqi were to sell sand to somebody, he would, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put barakah in it for him, based on the because of the dua of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The point here is that the man made 100% profit. 100% profit. And that's why we say there is no particular percentage or percent that one should profit. So, however, one should not be harsh on people or hard on people when transacting with them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rahimallahu rajulan samhan idha baha wa idha ishtara wa idha iqtada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on a man that is lenient whenever he's selling or whenever he's buying or whenever he is asking for the debt that is being owed. So the shy idea is that there is no percent fixed for profit. Now, does this not go against saying if somebody is cheated? Since the one who cheats him has made profit and there is no limitation to profit, we say, no, there is no contradiction. Something that goes for a particular amount, for instance, and this is what is known, that this is the amount of that particular thing. So for you to not present it as if that thing goes more than that, particularly when you trick the person into buying it, particularly when you lie to the person so that the person can buy it. If the person knows that you have lied to him in order to buy this thing, and he has bought it from you based on what, on your lie, and the person gets to know that you have cheated him, he has a right to come back. He has a right to come back. And you must refund him. You must refund him. Why? Because you have cheated him. So this is called what? Khiyarul Ghabni. The choice of what? Of cheating. So the one who has the right to take back his money because you have cheated him. Because you have cheated him. So this does not go against you making as much profit as possible. There is nothing against that. However, the fact that you can make as much profit as doesn't mean you should lie to people in order to make money. The one who sells a commodity by lying, such a person, sells a commodity for a high price in order to deceive the person, or in order to lie to the person. This is what is called khiyaru al-ghabni, khiyar al-ghabni. So the person has the right to, so to be refunded. أو تلقي الجلب أو غيرهما. Or to do تلقي الجلب. The village dwellers, for instance, they are bringing commodity to the town, and you go and meet them on the road. You go and meet them on the road to buy the commodity. Huh? You don't want them to know what is operating in the town. And if they are allowed to get to the town, for instance, maybe they can sell at a higher price. They can make better profit. So, but you decide to meet them on the road to buy. So if they get to the road, if they get to the market, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they have the right to take back their commodities and give back to you your money. Huh? So they have the khiyar. If they get back to the old, if they get to the town, they get to the market, they have what? The khiyar. To either give you back your money and what, take their commodity. So they can sell at higher price because you have cheated them, or you have deceived them. So this is called khiyaru khiyaru al-ghabni. ومن خيار التدليس. Part of it is also خيار التدليس. خيار التدليس, this is from دلسة. دلسة means ظلمة. So where there is darkness. So خيار التدليس is for you to make تدليس. You paint something. This has to do with the commodity itself. You paint something. You paint a commodity. Take for instance, when you take a car that has been panel beaded, for instance, a car, an old car that has had series of accidents, for instance, you panel beat this car, you paint it, the one who sees it thinks that the car is a new car, so to say, and he buys it from you. So you have done at least. So you ought to let him know that this car hasn't worked on. If he wants to buy, he buys. But for you to sell it to him as if it's a new car, or is a car that has not has what, that has not have any dent, that has not had any dent before, so to say, this will be tadlis. Tadlis, that is, you're painting something, in order to cheat people. So khiyar tadlis, the person has a khiyar to know that if you have done tadlis. Falling under this is what a lot of marketers, the advertisers, what they do today. They say with respect to a commodity, things that are not contained in the commodity. The commodity has so and so, has so and so, and so and so. So they say a lot of things. So some scholars, they put this under what is called the khiyaru khulfu as-sifa, khiyaru khulfu as-sifa, that is the right, the choice to get refunded if what the person has described a commodity to have, the commodity does not have it. Khiyaru khulfu as-sifa. So this is somehow it at least as well. So, and that's why, as Muslims, you should be very straightforward person when you are transacting with people. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-bayyi'ani bil-khiyar, ma lam yatafarraqa." The buyer and the seller, they have the choice to effect or to revoke the transaction as long as it's not parted. And Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fa'in bayyana wa sadaqa." If both of them explain what is in their commodities or what is in their items, the one who owes who is having money with him, wants to pay with a currency, whatever be the defect and the fault of that currency, he tells the seller. The seller tells the buyer whatever is the fault and the defects of the commodity. وَإِن بَيَّنَا وَإِن بَيَّنَا وَصَدَقَا. If they explain and they are truthful. بُورِكَ لَوْ مَا فِي بَعِيمَا. Allah will put barakah in their transaction. وَإِن كَذَبَا أَوْ كَتَمَا وَكَذَبَا. If they conceal the defect in the currency or in the item that they want, that he wants to sell, or the currency with which he wants to pay, conceal the defect, وَكَذَبَا, and the lie, مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بِعِيمَا. The barakah, the blessing in their transaction will be removed. Will be removed. So this may be as swift as in this world, and it may be what in the hereafter. There will be barakah. May Allah save us from this. So, and that's why as Muslims, not because you are looking for money, tell people lies, take people's money, eat up people's money and their lives. As Muslims, you don't do that. So don't sell things that do not possess the qualities or the sifat that you have mentioned. So a lot of advertisers, they do this. If you buy this, it has so and so, it has so and so, it can do this, it can do this. Why it cannot do that? It can do those things, but because they want the buyers to buy, that's why they are selling with all this. So this is what? This is tadlis. This is tadlis. At the same time, the person has a right to watch, to return it and watch to get back his money, because you have deceived him. Because you have deceived him. So the item does not possess what you have said that it possesses. What you have said that it possesses. So this is something that is wrong. So the Sheikh Rahimahullah Ta'ala said, أَيُدَلِّسَ لِبَعِي وَلَى الْمُشْتَرِي. So that the seller will a kind of paint something in a different way to the buyer. My zid we summon, what will increase the price? كَتَسْوِيَةِ laban fi دَرِي بَهِمَةِ الْعَنْعَمِ. For instance, the dari, the order of a sheep, for instance. So if the order of a sheep, the sheep is left unmilked, or the cow or the camel left unmilked for some days. So the udder is going to be big somehow, and the cow or the camel will look fat. So with this, the price of the commodity, the price of the camel or the cow or the sheep will increase. But when the buyer buys, and on getting home, the buyer discovers that when he milks the cow, after the third milking, for instance, so the cow become what? Returns back to his previous condition. The previous condition. Meaning what? The cow or the camel has been deliberately left without milking for some days so that it will look big before the buyer. So this is what is deceit. There is a kind of concealment, so to say. There is a kind of what? Tadlis there. So in this case, the person has the right to return it. So if he has taken the milk, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he should return with it. Sa'am in tanur, a saw of date, for him to have drunk the milk taken from the cow. However, the person has the right to watch to return it. So if you so will, and if you will, if he wishes to keep it, he has the right to do that as well. But if he wants to return it, he has the right to return it because he has been what? He has been deceived somehow, and he has been lied upon. He has been lied to. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tusarru al-ibil." Don't tie the order of the camels, wal ghanam, and the sheep. فَمَنِ اتَّعَهَا, whoever buys them, but after that, فَهُوَ بِخَيْرِ النَّذَرَيْنِ. فَهُوَ بِخَيْرِ النَّذَرَيْنِ. The person has what? One of two options. بَعْدَ أَنْ يَحْلُبَهَا, if he had milked them. إِنْ شَاءَ مَسَكَ, if he like, he keeps them. وإن شاء ردها. And if he likes, he returns him وصعام تمر and together with what? A saw of date. متفق عليه. This is agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وفي لفظ in a statement فهو بالخيار ثلاثة أيام. He has the right to he has the right to watch the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said that if he returns it, then he has the khiyar to do that for 3 days. That is 3 days that you have said that maybe he keeps it for 3 days, for instance. So and after milking, so he has the right to return it. وَإِذَا اشْتَرَى مَعِيبًا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ عَيْبَهُ. If he buys something that is defective, لَمْ يَعْلَمْ عَيْبَهُ, and he doesn't know that it has his fault. فَلَوْ الْخِيَارِ, he has the choice. بَيْنَ رَدِّهِ وَإِمْسَاكِ, he has the choice to either watch return it وَإِمْسَاكِ, or to watch to keep it. فَإِنْ تَعَذَّرَ رَدَّهُ فَإِنْتَ عَذَّرَ رَدُّهُ تَعَيَّنَ عَرْشُ. If it is difficult to return it, تَعَيَّنَ عَرْشُ, then he has to watch, he has to be compensated for that. Maybe he has made use of that thing. It's not something that you can return. It's something that watch, when you use it, you use it. So the person has used it and discovered that watch, maybe that thing has some fault. So if this is established, then the person, the seller, has to compensate. He has to give him عَرْش. He has to give him arsh. Arsh here means what? Something that will stand in place of what is left. That is the watch of what has been sold to him. The difference. The difference is the arsh here. So he has to be given this. وَإِذَا اخْتَلَفَ فِي الثَّمَنِ. If they differ with respect to the price of a commodity. After they've parted, for instance, the goods, they've taken the goods, for instance. So then the buyer and the seller differ on the price. Maybe the seller, the buyer is yet to give the seller the money. So they differ. Tahalafa, they should watch. They should both swear by Allah. وَلِكُلِّ مِنْهُمَا الْفَسْخُ. And each one of them has the right to also do fasq. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam establishes this. That if they disagree, فَهُوَ قَوْلُ صَاحِبِ السِّلَعَ. So the statement of the owner of the seller is what should be taken. But if the other person insists that, no, you have sold it to me on this amount, not the amount you are mentioning, so in that case, they are asked to what to do, the halif, to swear. And if they swear and they do not agree, so yatatarakani, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they can watch, revoke the transaction in that case, since both of them do not agree. But who has the upper statement, that the statement of the owner of the commodity, sorry, the statement of the owner of the commodity. So the owner of the commodity will have what, the final say on that. Unless if he decides that, okay, if that's what you have said, okay, don't worry, pay me that amount. But if he says no, he is the owner of the commodity, we will say he must take the amount that the buyer is insisting on, because the buyer is not the owner of the commodity. So the owner of the commodity will say, this is what I've sold to you, this is the price that I've sold it to you. So both of them, they can serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if that does not solve the problem, then they can revoke the transaction. So this is what the author is saying here. Finally, وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ أَقَالَ مُسْلِمًا بِيَعَتَهُ أَقَالَهُ اللَّهُ أَثَرَتَهُ. This has been explained before. That Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that though in the Sharia, if both parties have parted, so the transaction has become binding, as we said. However, if the buyer comes back and has a genuine excuse that, okay, he wants to return the commodity, He said it's not binding on the seller to take it from him. However, he's encouraged to take it from him, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also assist him on the day of Qiyamah and look and overlook his shortcomings. Likewise, if a seller sold something to somebody, but later maybe he feels that he shouldn't have sold this thing, and he goes back to the buyer, so wanting him to return the thing to him so that he can give him back his money. If it's with genuine excuse, it is recommended that the buyer returns the commodity to him and gets back his money from him. If it's with a genuine excuse. Why? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also overlook his shortcomings on the day of Qiyamah. So this is the khiyarat that we mentioned, that the Sharia wants us to know. We have khiyar al-aib, khiyar al-shart, khiyar al-tadlis, khiyar khulf al-sifa, and so on and so forth. All these khiyarat, they are very, very important when transacting, when dealing with people. If a Muslim understands this, he knows when to say that people have cheated him and when he is said to have watched to cheat people. So it is important that you understand this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge. May subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook our shortcomings. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.